Kitzur Shulchan Aruch, Monday night. We're in Siman Kuf Chav Ches, which is Dinei Chodesh Elul. Checking. Sifei, Slichas. So everybody's happy this year. We say the minimum of Slichas. Miyom Rishon B'Shabbos Shekodem Rosh Hashanah Ve'Eilech, from Sunday before Rosh Hashanah, Mashkim and Slichas V'Mchol. This is Ashkenazim, Sfardim we know start from Rosh Kodesh. When I first came to Eretz Yisrael, they made sure to change the clock back before Rosh Kodesh El, so that they could come on time, so that they can come on time to work. Before Rosh Kodesh El. When I first came to Eretz Yisrael, the Sfardim were in control of the Ministry of the Interior, and they changed the clock always in the end of the summer before Rosh Chodesh El, which I can't stand daylight savings time, so I was like three cheers for the Sfardim. But now it's Yom Kippur, and the reason is because they say Slichas from Rosh Chodesh El, and they don't come to work on time, so like this they could start 3 in the morning, 4 in the morning, whatever it is. Al Kaponim, we start from the Sunday before Rosh Hashanah, and if Rosh Hashanah is Monday or Tuesday, you start from the previous Sunday because you want to say at least 4 days. When you wake up in the morning, this is a shtickl issue. Al Natilas Yadayim is an extremely complicated bracha unless you start davening then mamish. If you ask Tuvia Frankel, he now is a Bucky in Hilchas al Natilas Yadayim in the morning. Probably he is the resident expert in Eretz Yisrael. You can go ask him anything. He knows every Bir Halacha. He has kashas on the Bir Halachas. He's like very, very into al Natilas Yadayim of the morning. Also Mordechai Bernstein's Bar Mitzvah speech, his kids' Bar Mitzvah speech was about this. So Al Kaponim, it is rather complicated. When you're not davening then, so do you have to say brachas then? Do you say it when you wake up at 2 in the morning? Do you wait till you start davening? Al Kaponim, the kids of Shulchan Aruch is saying, before saying slichas, you certainly should wash your hands. This has nothing to do with Negel Vasa of Ruach Ra. If you say slichas before Alos HaShachar, then you also have to wash your hands 3 times and say Al Natilas Shadoyim and Birchas HaTorah, and that's what you should say to start slichas. It's not such a chiddush because slichas is pretty much like davening. You're davening, so Al Natilas Shadoyim is not so bad. So you're saying Al Natilas Shadoyim, you're going to say Asher Yotzar, he doesn't speak it out, but you're going to say Asher Yotzar almost out of, for sure, you'll be going to the bathroom. Anyway, some say you stay Asher Yotzar in the morning, and then you're going to say Elokai Neshama Shenasata Bi, because you're going to be so mechtat Asher Yotzar, and then you're going to say Birchas HaTorah. So all this is before Slichas starts. Now, he says, Vachra Slichas Kishayor Hayom Yitol Yodav Shenas below Bracha. This could have 2 possible reasons. One is that many people are makbid to wash Negel Vasa, not necessarily called Natilas Shadayim, but to wash for Ruach Ra. That I'm calling Negel Vasa when you're washing for Ruach Ra. So to wash for Ruach Ra after Alos, because some say the Ruach Ra comes to you like the minute or the second or the half a minute before Alos. So once you hit Alos, you wash again for the Ruach Ra. That's one reason why you would want to wash again, because some say the Ruach Ra descends upon the hands right before Alos, not the whole night, but right before Alos. And also, now you're davening, and some shittas might hold, you got to check it out with Tuvia Frankel, that it's not enough to make Al-Natilas, you have to wash your hands Natilas Yadayim style, not Al-Ruach Ra, but push it to Daven Shachris, say Shmona Esrei, Daven Shachris. And if you would follow that shita with a definitiveness, then you would only be saying Al Natilas Shadayim later. But we don't, so we waffle, so we say Natilas Shadayim before, and then we wash again without a bracha.
Isn't it not just ruach ra, it's also
for ruach ra, you don't make a bracha.
Right, but you're touching things maybe while you're sleeping, it says, right? So
yeah, but now here you're up.
Right, but I'm saying even the people who say it's just before Alos HaShachar, the ruach ra sets in, it's still
that's not the ruach ra. That would be a chiyuv b'tilus shadayim. That's one of the machlokes we shine them. Why do we wash our hands in the morning? Is it because of Briya Chadasha, or is it because we for sure touched the Makom Mechusa Beguf during the night? It's much more complicated than that. Check it out with Tovia Frankel. But this is like the bare bones Shaila of whether it's because you touched Makom Mechusa Beguf. But again, that's a very big oversimplification. But that's, yeah. Akoponim, that's the thing to do. You wake up in the morning to say Slichas, you're for sure going to wash your hands. Because if you wake up 2 in the morning to learn, or to read a paper, I hope it's to learn, you're going to wash for 2 reasons, really, also. You're going to wash because of the Ruach Ra, because maybe the Ruach Ra comes Stamazoy at night, or Stamazoy because of sleeping. So you're going to wash because of the Ruach Ra. You're also going to wash because of Bria Chadosha. Not kosher necessarily the davening, so you're going to wash because of there. The shaila is when do you make the bracha? That's really not so clear. But lemaisa, we are no egg. Or I would tell you to make the bracha at 2 in the morning. Make on the tzilus hadayim, asher yotzar, and alokai neshama asher nosatobi, and bichsatoyra, and then you could read the newspaper. What do you want? I mean, if it's the chadash newspapers, you have to make bichsatoyra, right? Except if you read the fiction section. Okay. They started a new fiction section. What? It says, please wrap before discarding. There's already a sock to discard. But they wanted to wrap it before you discard. So I cut them off at the pass. I deal with the English editor. She's a lady on Revivim. Shoshana, I just know her first name. I don't know who it is. I told her, if he has a Havamina to translate that into English, I forbid you to do it. You're not allowed to do it. And you let me know that he wants to do it. So she's on guard. Nothing. A fiction, a serial fiction.
Was it into Hebrew?
Sivav. Okay. Shliach tzibur sheomer slichos yusateif betalis mitzuyeses kodim shemaschil ashrei. I'm not so sure why the Kitzur Shulchan Aruch puts the focus on the shliach tzibur. L'chora, everybody it says it about the shliach tzibur, but I every place I've ever been in, ever since I can remember being bar mitzvah and on, people were makbid to put on their talis for slichas, to have this inyan of being ma'utuf betalis when they're saying the yud gimel midos. Even though rather the medrash that talks about it says it about the shliach tzibur. Anyway, the Kitzur Shulchan Aruch only says it about the shliach tzibur. He puts on the talis before he begins ashrei. Ulefisha yesh sofek. Now you got a problem in mivorech brocha al talis shalom kishalom shal belaylo, because on one hand it's night. On the other hand, it's a beged shel yom. The talis is considered a beged shel yom, and that's a machlokas if a beged shel yom balayla or a beged shel layla biyom needs tzitzis. Olo yivorech, al kein lo yitel shelo, but he can't take the kohol's talis too because of the presumption that also requires a bracha. So you're back into the same suffix, night or it's beged shel yom. What do I do? So you borrow a talis from someone else. Ela yisha lo talis me acher. What? They do?
They do not.
The first Shlichus is not wear a talis?
He does, not everyone else. No one else.
Okay, so?
Oh,
because it just creates problems. Most people say slichas when it's daytime already. So you're right. I mean, the very fact that he's taka, it's the shliach tzibur. don't know, every place. Okay, good. The main benim to talus klal. Yecholim lo maslichos u'shloshes yemidas gam below talus. Wow, like he had to speak that out. Yesh makomos noagin. Shamispalo slichos kishliach tzibur. Mispalo gam shachris u'mincha. The gam mayriv shalafonov. So Ari Stern has to like know who's saying slichos tomorrow. But v'hu kodem la'ovel u'lamohel u'liyard site, but we don't do that. It would create machlokes and fights, and people would feel bad. So we don't do that. Tov lamud b'amir sasliches mishakosha what? He does. He should. It's proper that he is. The din is that he should. But the miser, when there's an oval, we give it to the oval, for sure. I would, you know, one container that once that became the minig, then you have to give it to the oval. We're not talking about isurim, we're talking about minogim. So, Tov lamud b'amir sasliches. Mishakashalo Yabda Khalapakal Damir's Kelmalach Yoshev. Shloshes Remidos. If you're gonna stand up just for Shloshes Remidos, you have to stand up for Kelmalach Yoshev also. It says Kelo Re Salonu Lomar Shloshes Rey, Khurlano Hayombri Shloshes Rey. You should be standing when you say that.
Is there any problem for the
Abba
to be the Chasm
for Sleepers?
To be
what? No, it's not a problem. Din Amirus Havidui, how to say it, whether three times, I guess he means, or one time. Ayin lekamen simen kuflo amen alef sitas. What's the minute here in the shul? One time? You're supposed to have a special shliach tzibur. Maybe we'll skip the sif, I don't want to embarrass Ari Stern. Yidak to go livchar shliach tzibur. She is palo slichos of yomim alayroim. Ishehu hogon v'gadol b'toro v'maisim toivim. So maybe we're not so makpid, maybe we should be. Our shliach tzibur anyway is not really motzi the tzibur in anything, so it really doesn't have that heaviness of a real shliach tzibur when it used to be motzi the kohol, maybe in Birchas Kriyashma even, or in Mishmona Esrei. B'gam Shia ben Shloshim Shono used to be old. Now it's wow, so young? Is that such a young guy be the chazan? Shaskar Nacha, Masichas Hadom, Shel Bacharuso, Nichna Libo, Pagam Shianosu, Yilabonim, Shoshofech Libo, Umapo Tachnunim, Mikiros Halev. It's really interesting that we do these things, you know, this is brought down in Halacha, because they increase the chazan's kavana. So it makes the davening more real to him. And it's more emotional. He gets more emotional. V'chein yidak to go livchor tokeya sheyisko shofa b'rosh Hashanah. V'chein amakri lefnei ha-tokeya sheyu b'alei toira v'yiruk v'yima shef shalohem limtso. Miu kol yisroel k'sherim lakol. Rak sheyei merutzo lakol. Very, very important din. V'imroya sheyish machlokas b'dovar. Yimna atzmo, just back out. Withdraw your candidacy, just forget the whole thing. Because machlokas is worse. That's all very simple. This is the yesod where it comes from. The machlokas is worse than anything it's coming to replace. So here's one of the rayas. Because it says beferish, let someone that's eino hogun daven rather than have a machlokas. All right, we'll stop here. I have an appointment, so I'm sorry.